The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Did you know that sometimes parasitic wasps turn ladybugs into zombies? Female parasitic wasps will sting a ladybug, whereby laying her eggs inside the little red and black beetle. It turns out that the reason is that zombie ladybugs keep predators away from the wasp's vulnerable larvae. But this protection comes at a cost. Larvae that cocoon themselves into a living ladybug, as opposed to a dead one or none at all, can expect fewer eggs of their own when they emerge as wasps. This suggests that the same resources the wasps use to develop their eggs are also used to control the zombie ladybug. And scientists have noted that when wasp larvae burrow their way out of ladybugs' bellies, the ladybugs stay alive. So they suspect that the living ladybugs must be serving as wasp bodyguards. To test the idea, researchers reared more than 4,000 ladybugs in a lab and let wasps lay their eggs in the unfortunate insects. Using three test groups, the researchers either removed the ladybugs, killed the ladybugs, or left them alive in the cocoon. And results showed that only 35% of the larvae left with living ladybugs in their cocoons were preyed upon, while 85 to 100% of the larvae with dead or missing ladybugs were eaten.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.